It's Wednesday, March 2nd, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Praise God. An Iraqi committee for restitution of property has returned 120 homes and properties that belong to Christians and Sabians in the country. Christians began fleeing Iraq in 2003. Since then, militants and mafias have forged documents in court to take control of the Christians' homes, shops, and properties. The Iraqi Parliament Committee launched last year was determined to return these properties to their rightful owners. Iraq's Chaldean Patriarch Cardinal Louis Seiko said the property restitution would encourage Christians to resettle in the country. On Tuesday, Russia launched two missiles which hit the regional administration building in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city, as well as devastating Freedom Square. Dozens of Ukrainians were killed in an instant. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia of committing war crimes because there are no military facilities in Kharkiv. Listen to Zelensky's unscripted thoughts when he and his translator get emotional.
The largest square in our country, the Freedom Square. Can you imagine this morning, two cruise missiles hit this Freedom Square, dozens killed. This is the price of freedom. We are fighting just for our land and for our freedom, despite the fact that all large cities of our country are now blocked. Nobody is going to enter and intervene with our freedom and country. Believe you me, every square, no matter what it's called, is going to be called Freedom Square in every city of our country. Nobody is going to break us. We're strong. We're Ukrainians.
Ukrainian and Russian representatives held talks on Monday. However, Russian forces continue on their way to Ukraine's capital of Kiev. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky formally requested to join the European Union on Monday, and the EU voted yesterday to move forward with the application. The EU also authorized 500 million euros worth of arms to Ukraine, the first time it has provided arms to a country under attack. And here at home, President Joe Biden, in his State of the Union address last night, devoted 11 minutes to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Here's a soundbite.
We're giving more than $1 billion of direct assistance to Ukraine, and we'll continue to aid Ukrainian people as they defend their country and help ease their suffering. But let me be clear. Our forces are not engaged and will not engage in the conflict with Russian forces in Ukraine. Our forces are not going to Europe to fight Ukraine, but to defend our NATO allies in the event that Putin decides to keep moving west. For that purpose, we have mobilized American ground forces, air squadrons, ship deployments to protect NATO countries, including Poland, Romania, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. And as I've made crystal clear, the United States and our allies will defend every inch of territory that is NATO territory with the full force of our collective power. Every single inch.
U.S. companies and nonprofits are extending aid to the people of Ukraine in the wake of Russia's invasion. The Slava Gospel Association has prepared 175,000 meals through its partnership with 2,300 Ukrainian and Russian pastors. Samaritan's Purse and World Help are also helping displaced Ukrainians. The UN estimates 600,000 civilians have now fled the country. And SpaceX founder Elon Musk announced Sunday that he activated Starlink's satellite internet service for Ukraine. Musk responded to a call for help from the country's vice prime minister. The U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Monday to continue blocking the Biden administration's COVID shot mandate for Navy personnel. 35 service members, including 26 Navy SEALs, are seeking a religious exemption from the mandate. The decision noted, quote, by pitting their consciences against their livelihoods, the vaccine requirements would crush plaintiffs' free exercise of religion, end quote. On Monday, the U.S. Senate voted 48-46 against the deceptively titled Women's Health Protection Act. The bill would have made the murder of unborn babies legal up to birth. 47 Senate Republicans, joined by Democrat Senator Joe Manchin, voted down the bill. The measure narrowly passed the U.S. House last year before its defeat in the Senate. Republican Senator Steve Daines of Montana decried the bill during the debate.
In this bill's America, a baby bald eagle or a baby sea turtle still in its eggshell would be protected under federal law, while an unborn child at any stage of pregnancy could be brutally killed with no repercussions for the abortionist.
Wisdom says in Proverbs 8, verse 36, "But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death." New Omicron cases have plummeted by 90% from a January high. On Monday, the governors of California, Oregon, and Washington finally announced their states will drop mask mandates for schools. This week, Congress lifted its mask mandate, and the White House dropped its mandate for people with a COVID shot. And finally, here's some encouraging news from war-torn Ukraine. Robert Briggs, president of the American Bible Society, wrote, quote, "As people in Ukraine grapple with the unknown, many are experiencing the Bible's message for the first time ever," end quote. Anatoly Rochinets with the Ukrainian Bible Society reports that they have run out of copies of the Bible as people flock to their store in Kiev. Anatoly said their biggest challenge is getting more Bibles. For a gift of $35, you can send 7 Bibles to 7 Ukrainians who want to read about God's comfort. You'll find a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, March 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.